You're listening to SBS News.
At first light on Lesbos, the latest group of migrants and refugees arrive at their new accommodation. They use whatever means they can to help drag the few possessions they have left. Thousands of families living on the streets without shelter for weeks were given an unexpected wake-up call by riot police and officers in hazmat suits. This man says they were offered no choice but to relocate, with their future more uncertain than ever.
1 year, 6 months I live here. But now I go to the camp and I don't know how many long time here living. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, I keep to the camp. That's problem.
More than 12,000 people were left homeless when Moria, notorious for its squalor, was deliberately set alight and destroyed, the fire breaking out after dozens tested positive for coronavirus and some objected to being isolated. Now they're moving to a new tent city just down the road in an area called Mavrovouni. Douglas Herman from Refocus Media Labs trains refugees in Lesbos in citizen journalism. He was at Moria camp as refugees were preparing to leave.
Behind us, you can see that many people are packing up their belongings. They're having to make a pretty hard choice. Either go to a new camp that's just a short walk away from here that they aren't necessarily trusting is a space that they will eventually have freedom of movement out of again after a 14-day quarantine, or to continue to live rough somewhere in the jungle, somewhere else, or on these streets until police start to become a bit more forceful about removing them.
The arrivals, mostly from Afghanistan, Syria and Africa, have been waiting in long queues before entering the new camp. They are screened and tested as authorities try to stifle the spread of a growing coronavirus cluster. Greek Migration Minister Notis Mitarchis says the refugees infected with the coronavirus are being taken care of.
135 people have been found positive up to now, and they're being kept in special areas where they receive the appropriate medical condition. The Greek islands and Greece in general over the last 5 years has took more of the pressure of migration in Europe. It is critical that Europe demonstrates tangible solidarity to the pressure that the Greek islands have had over the last few years.
COVID, though, is not as big a concern for some as the reportedly dire conditions at their new camp.
Some people got inside and the search for us calling to me, entered is very bad. No toilet, no electric, no water for drinking. And for shower.
Many people on Lesbos have been waiting for more than a year for their asylum request to go through, desperate to leave the island. EU member states have now agreed to take all unaccompanied minors at the camps, but the Greek government says this camp is the only option for everyone else. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.